corn planting in Minnesota and South Dakota is lagging well behind last year's pace and the five-year average. Although farmers have been able to make some progress this week, more rain is in the weekend forecast. Based at Britton, South Dakota, Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing says Prevent Plant is becoming more of a reality.
The number one questions we're getting right now is more on crop insurance than anything. What's my Prevent Plant base acres? What does Prevent Plant pay me in corn? And of course, that was going into last week when everything was so bearish, people didn't even feel like planting. Now, you know, planters are rolling now, and guys are going to get in what they can, but if it rains a lot this weekend, we'll be down on acres in South Dakota. I think there's no doubt we're going to be higher on Prevent Plant acres.
The Trump administration has said it will provide a $15 billion assistance package to U.S. farmers, which could provide some incentive for farmers to plant soybeans this year. Bussey says that trade aid does change the market.
It actually gets me a little bit more bearish, the soybean market. So, you know, with our hedge accounts, we had to have a few guys look at maybe a put option for November beans, just because at today's price, $8.55 sounds really bad, but if Trump is going to give you another $1.65, an average yield, that's a profitable position then. But we definitely want to go with the put options, of course, that keep the upside open, because maybe we get a trade deal done before this fall, and then soybean prices could hopefully be higher.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.